I've always felt like I've been in the driver's seat. That's just my mentality, even when I'm in the back seat.
All right, Wolf, it's Tomlin Tuesday. Feels like it's been forever because of the bye week.
Well, I don't feel like I'm in the driver's seat. I feel like I'm in the passenger seat, but that's okay.
All right, I'll take the driver's seat for this one. Or we could have given it to Juju Smith-Schuster. He got his license today.
How about that? Now, do you think there's going to be a battle amongst the car dealers all going, Juju, let's do a deal. Let's do a deal. Because right now you have the biggest story in Pittsburgh, that of the recently got my license Juju Smith-Schuster, and now let's do a car deal. And I can only see, you know, that being a big thing.
That's a great point. We had him on the Steelers Nation Night Weekly Huddle, and he said he just wants a Prius or something small. He doesn't want a big car. So nothing fancy, nothing expensive, just simple.
Did you see James Harrison when he drove a Prius to camp one time? Yeah. It like, looked like he was wearing the thing. I mean, you know, he practically, it was like shoulder pads taking off.
But for Juju, it might be okay.
I think it'll fit Juju just fine.
All right. As Coach Tomlin said, he's not worried about seeking comfort of the Steelers' 6-2 record and having the best in the AFC right now. We are heading into the second half, and he spent the bye week talking about some things and examining what he wants to see the team improve on through the next 8 games of the regular season. Two things he said, Wolf. Turnover ratio, they're -1 right now. He wants to see that improve. He also wants to see more opportunistic splash plays. He's talking about offense, defense, special teams. We've seen some, but he wants to see even more.
You know, that's exactly true, Missy. You know, I go back to Coach Knoll, and Coach Knoll would walk around the locker room and say, hey, you're going to make a big play? You're going to make – I mean, he would point guys out and start to say, listen, you've got to get it in your mind, and it's got to be something that you think about before you actually do it. You want to see yourself making the big play. You want to go through your mental preparation game in and game out. And, oh, how close are you there? You've got to make those plays. And you're not going to make those plays unless you get in the theater of your mind and see yourself successfully completing a catch, a sack, a tackle, what have you, whatever your job assignment is, making that big play and making it in due time. And that's all about mental preparation, then acting upon the mental preparation and getting the job done, such as right there.
And the two specifically we're just watching here, Martavis Bryant, that missed. That was week 2 in Chicago. And this one, just from the last game Sunday night in Detroit, Ryan Shazier had the interception in his hands. We've seen him make it, but he did not. Those were two that Coach Tomlin used as examples of things that great teams can do. So here's a little bit more from Coach on what he expects in the second half.
Great teams seem like they have a flair for the dramatic. You know, they make those plays when given an opportunity. And, yes, we've made some, and, yes, we're in a good spot, but we want to be in a better spot. And so we got to make more of those.
Does this team have the makeup to be more dramatic?
Time will tell the tale. I'm not interested in any dramatic declarations or bold predictions. You know, see you at the stadium.
But, Wolf, I bet you those two plays, because he specifically mentioned them to the media today, will be two plays he will show the team in the meeting tomorrow, the team meeting, as they get ready to prepare for Indy. And his challenge for him that we've seen, he challenged the defense to be better in the red zone. We saw that to come to fruition, so this is probably the next challenge of helping them take that next step in the second half.
Absolutely, Missy. That's one of the big deals about this second half, making the splash play, making the big play, over the top, be it A.B., Martavis, Juju, be it Lev Bell, be it Ben completing or running, you know, for one. Who knows? But somebody get out there and do it. Somebody's got to be able to do it. Defensively, same thing. You know, you've got right there Javon Hargrave driving Travis Swanson right into the lap of Matt Stafford, doing everything where you've got Stafford throwing sidearm around Swanson, around Jay Wobble, which that's got to be a wild throw, right? And then you know, you don't get the interception when it's right in your chest, but then we see Javon Hargrave. What a play here. I mean, to defeat the backside cutoff and not give an inch, that takes power, it takes strength, and it takes an attitude that I will not be denied. And Javon Hargrave is a guy that will not be denied. His arrow is pointed up.
All right, we're going to talk about Javon Hargrave a little bit later in the show, but Martavis Bryant, one of the misses that Coach Tomlin talked about, Coach did confirm today after he had his suspension from the social media situation in Detroit. He will be playing on Sunday in Indy. We heard from Martavis yesterday in the locker room. He said he's been running with the ones during the bye week preparation, Real thing starts tomorrow as they get ready for Indy. Are you surprised or not surprised that they're putting Martavis kind of back in the same spot he was before they did not let him play in Detroit?
Not surprised at all. The young man did penance on the scout squad, and however you want to look at it, saying, no, he just had to do this and they had to drop him down. Hey, look, he went down there, he took a demotion, and he took it like a man. He went and worked his butt off. He is the best scout wide receiver I've ever seen, okay? And he showed it with just great work. He never got his dauber down. He didn't pout. He didn't complain. What he did was go and work his way back up in that extraordinary talent that is Martavis Bryant. Now, let's get back to work. Let's get moving forward and see if you are not the big play guy that you once were, that everybody knows you can be yet again.
All right. Well, if I hate to give credit to Labs, but I'll give credit where credit is due. A good week for Martavis Bryant to be joining the team and to be active on Sunday. His numbers against the Colts, the Steelers have played them the last 3 years and beat them. Of course, he was suspended in 2016. 2014, 5 catches for 83 yards, 2 touchdowns. 2015, 4 catches for 114 yards, a 68-yard touchdown. So this is a team that we have seen him succeed against. So hopefully, with the challenge of creating splash plays, cashing in on them, we can see more of this on Sunday at Lucas Oil Stadium.
Wouldn't that be nice, too? That would be sweet. The one thing you love about it as a player, when you've experienced success against a team, and for whatever reason, when Martavis gets a look at the horseshoe on the helmet, he seems to gallop pretty good. And so I think that's just a good sign of things to come. I expect this young man to play in the like manner that he has been associated with in the past, which means I expect to see something big come out of him. I think he's just got too much talent and works too hard not to have something flower on Sunday.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, much more from Coach Tomlin's press conference in our Quick Hits segment. Don't go anywhere.